Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Wait, I know where we are. Or, more importantly, when we are. This is Golden Gate. Pre-zombification, before we happen to it. I'm not gonna lie, listener. Not exactly thrilled about seeing what we missed out on, you know? I mean, I really could go the rest of my unlife without seeing exactly how this particular chapter ended. Pretty content, just letting it be one of those cover your eyes during the really scary part of the movie kind of moments. For the record, when I asked you for your help without actually asking you for your help, I didn't expect it to be so immediate and without any sort of proverbial chill. Like, maybe we could have eased into things a little bit more. You know, as a therapist, you're not exactly the best. Not that I'm an expert or anything, but the all gas and no brakes thing isn't really the best approach when dealing with trauma. And I can see we're not budging. All right, guess we're just ripping off this Band-Aid. Look, I've come a long way over the last 50 years. I really have. I've learned a lot about who I am and what I am, which I feel like is a really important perspective to have. Things are more me than we these days, at least in general. But this moment right here, this one that's about to happen, it changed everything. You saved me from living through this the first time around by taking me with you, back to your world or reality or whatever sorcery you magicked up. And I'll always love you for that. But if it's time to pay the piper, if I have to see this to come to terms with the here and now, at least I still get to do it with you. Okay, I'm ready. Let's do this.
Whoopsie. What do you mean, whoopsie? Give me those binoculars.
Ew. Oh, I hate these guys. They're the actual worst.
Well, you're not going to enjoy what you see, not in the slightest. Here,
get those.
Well, that's an understatement. You were supposed to hit the damn zombie doctor, not the girl!
Obviously, Charles, it was a slight miscalculation, that's all. She got in the way, is what I meant to say. And there's a lot of wind, and I'll have you know, that's a difficult shot, even without Callista getting in the way, and...
Shut up! Just shut up! Do you hear yourself? Got in the way! This isn't about your ego, Mr. Bogart! Use your eyes, man! You killed that poor girl down there! Look at her! How are we going to explain this?
Look, just... Let me try again. We can't leave that zombie to feast. Actually, Actually, no. No, that works, doesn't it? We can tell anyone who asks about it that the little green monster turned on her. That's what you get when you play with fire, after all. Just give me the word, and I'll take the shot, Counselor. We'll take out this little problem and be done with it.
I suppose it's for the best. All this is for the best. The greater good. Yes, it's for the greater good. You better make it quick, though. I think, unless my eyes deceive me, she's finished her meal already. Make it quick, before she... What is she doing? Oh, God. It's coming right for us. I think it's coming right for us. It's coming right for us, and fast!
Roger that. Taking the shot.
Take the shot!
Now. Huh?
What's going on?
Damn! Piece of junk!
Fix it already!
That mutant! She sold me a lemon! A lemon, I say! It's jammed!
Don't throw it on the ground! Pick that up! Can't you fix it? Fix the damn thing!
I'm a doctor, not a gunsmith!
Oh, good Lord, preserve us! Just look down there! Oh, that zombie can really move, can't it? She's already managed to cross the distance! It's a good thing we built the wall. It's a very good thing we built the wall. Everyone said it was too expensive. A bunch of no-good critics! Who would pay for it? Who would pay for it, indeed? Because of that, we're safe! Walls aren't only good for stopping refugees, you know! I told them all! It's as good for many things! The wasteland never sends its best! Wasteland never sends its best! What? What is it, Bogart?
Charles?
What?
Charles! She's climbing it!
What? What did you say?
She's climbing the wall! Hurry! We need to block the door! Post haste!
No! Surely she can't! You're not saying she's somehow... that she knows where we are! No, that she's coming for us!
I'm not saying anything, Charles! Now help me with this desk!
This can't be happening! Oh, God! Okay. I don't want to turn into one of those things! I can't turn into one of those things! Do you hear me? Bogart, promise me you won't let that happen!
Blast
promise
it.
Me you won't let me turn into one of those...
Help me with this desk!
Right! A desk!
All right, that should hold. That ought to do it. Oh! Well, that didn't last long, did it?
Doctor, do something!
What did you have me do? Exactly. We are, to put it plainly, royally fucked.
Watch your language, Doctor.
Really? You're going to chastise me, even now, as an actual zombie beats down our very door.
No need to be crass. That's all I'm saying.
There's no need... Oh, okay. I think it's about time I do something I should have done years ago.
What's that?
Come here. Yep, stand here,
okay.
Just like that.
All right.
That's right, and bonfire!
No! Stop!
It's nothing personal, Charles. It's just that... Oh... God! Just disgusting. All right. Now, time to find a way out of here while that monster is otherwise occupied. The window! Yes, of course. Okay. I'm far too important to be zombie food anyway. I'm sure you'll understand. You're always talking about the greater good after all. This isn't the widest ledge, is it? Okay. Just one step at a time, I suppose. Tally-ho. You! Don't even think about it! Stay right where you, are. Oh, of course. Of course you'd be some sort of zombie trapeze artist, wouldn't you? Typical. Well, let's try reason, then. This should be a real treat. I didn't have communing with zombies on my year of 2182 bingo list.
Now then, look here, zombie woman. You understand me, don't you? Yes. Yes, yes, of course. Of course you do. Preliminary studies in zombie tyrants, according to the Redmond papers, noted a cognitive response to certain speech patterns, so just talk like you're speaking to a rather dim child, Tristan. Okay, here goes nothing. I didn't mean to shoot your whittle friend out there. I apologize for the big bang. It was an accident. She got in the way. A real oopsie-daisy, silly me moment. I'm terribly sorry, but there's no sense in crying over spilled milk, is there? No, stop! Hear me out, damn you! If you just wait for one moment, I'll explain it in a way your gormless, shriveled mind can understand. Lister, she was mine before she was yours. That's it. Isn't it? Oh, of course. Oh, of course it is. Oh, that's why she got in the way of the shot. Oh, Callista. I knew you were a degenerate, but this is a new and final love. My would-be wife, the wretched zombie philanderer.
It hurt enough. I'd had enough.
No, what are you doing? No, stop. Just listen to me for a second. No, get off of me. Get your slimy, rotten...
He didn't deserve to become a zombie.
No, what
Not
are you doing?
After what he did to Callie.
What are you doing? No!
I killed him. For good. I threw him from the wall off the bridge to make sure that he could never come back. How do I remember this? I wasn't even there. That was just zombie me. I was with you, listener. Wasn't I? It wasn't her fault. I blamed her, but look at her. She's frenzied. And she's completely on her own. She doesn't know who or even where she is. That wasn't me. That wasn't even zombie me. It was too much to handle for any part of me, let alone the one that I left behind. Alone. The part that had to endure all of this. And I always knew, deep down, I always knew that I never really got away from this moment. Not really. This is so, so broken, listener. How do we even start to fix any of this? No matter what I do, or how hard I work. Wait. I'm not ready to go back yet. I can't go back like this. I can't bring this back with me. She'll know. Oh, God, she'll know. Please, if you could just give me a minute to pull myself together. Please. This isn't fair.
This is my favorite part. Watch this. Ooh, hell yeah! Did you see that? You okay, Hannah?
Huh? Yeah. I just I lost there for a sec. You know me. Wild, awkward, flashback daydream girl again. No biggie. I mean, some people have to pay for that kind of trip, right? No need for hard drugs here. This is just another part of the modern day Hannah experience.
Okay. Actually, do you want to get out of here for a minute? Maybe get some air or something?
No, I think I'm all right now. It's over. We can talk about it later if you want. I'm here, I promise.
All right. Got it, 5x5. But if this gets too much or anything, you only gotta say the word and we'll jet. Whatever you need.
Whatever I need?
Yeah, you heard me, Miss Bowden.
Could you just hold my hand? And maybe not let go?
Yeah, I can swing that. Until the wheels fall off. I love movie night. For a lot of reasons, actually. Date night's clearly a big one. Another obvious reason? It's the only thing that shuts these guys up. I mean, listen! Did you hear any moaning? Groaning? Not a peep. I don't know if it's a general zombie thing, or maybe it's just a Golden Gate quirk that rolled over. But they love this stuff. You know, I'd even do it multiple times a week if it wasn't such an absolute fucking trial to herd these guys in here every Thursday. Seriously, getting a few hundred zombies into a makeshift theater is not easy. I feel like I need a sheepdog or something. Seriously. Wait, why the fuck don't I have a dog? Anyhow, pupper revelation aside, there are other reasons why we do this. If we're looking for an excuse to justify doing this, then we've got lots. The quiet time's obviously a big check mark, not to mention it's good for the community to peacefully be in one place together for reasons that don't involve eating roadkill. I feel those things alone would be enough, but there's more than a little selfishness in this mix, and I'm fine with that. See, when I was a little girl, before I was allowed to watch the cool flicks the council had labeled as culturally sensitive films, which you could pick out because they were always the ones with the parental advisory warnings, this film contains violence, coarse language, and nudity. Parental discretion is advised. Ooh, that disclaimer thing was how you knew you were about to watch one of the really good ones. I mean, I'm pretty sure one of those movies is directly responsible for my bi-awakening. How am I not supposed to feel a certain way when you show my gay-ass movies like The Mummy or The Craft? Oh, and Ellen Ripley being a badass in Aliens, come on! I ran around for weeks pretending to be Ripley. Let me tell you, that went over like a brick with the locals. Get away from her, you bitch! Yeah, that wasn't exactly what your parents were looking to hear from you when you're roughhousing with your stupid brothers. Nah, those idiots took it well. Back to movies. I had this tried and true method of sneaking into the theater. Teenage me would wait until old Mr. Flannery was passed out with his flask full of hooch still gripped tight in his wrinkly old hands, and then I'd creep on in. Most of the time I'd be able to watch a whole double feature. He'd eventually come to and give me some half-hearted trouble about it, but he couldn't rat me out because the council would know he was slacking off again. I got to see all the classics. Terminator, Die Hard, Friday the 13th, so many others. Yeah, that's actually how I met Bogart. He was a big Terminator fan. Too bad he turned out to be, in the timeless words of John Connor, a douchebag. Still, movie night in Golden Gate was the one time everyone here stopped worrying about the rules and just had some fun watching stuff that obviously clashed with the weird culture we were legally obligated to play along with. Movies were the only things that were allowed to be improper.
Question.
Shoot.
I cut a little bit about what you were just telling the listener. Do you think it's weird that I was alive when these movies came out?
You know, I never really thought about that. Not much, anyway. It's actually a little wild now that you say it out loud. Counter question for you.
All right, go.
What were they like? The actors, I mean, if you guys even knew about them. Clearly the Terminator is the same guy as Harry from True Lies. But what were they like? You know, when they weren't being all cool in the movies, I bet it was pretty damn swanky.
Huh, well, there were levels to it, I guess. A lot of the faces you see were just minor celebrities. Everyone imagined that being an actor meant you were all rich and famous, but most of the people in movies were living from gig to gig. Some of them, though, like the Terminator, were ultra-famous. Always in the spotlight. Sometimes it seemed like their real lives were their own kind of movie. We even got so obsessed with wanting to know about different lifestyles that we started a whole craze called reality TV. Trust me, don't ask. Wasn't exactly an entertainment high point. That guy, though, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he was a special case. He even became a politician. They called him the Governator. The Governator of California.
The Governator. Are you serious?
It was a dark time, okay?
Are you kidding me? That sounds awesome. I'd rather have the Governator running things than a guy like Charles. I mean, look at him.
I heard that.
God, please don't mention Charles right now.
All right, spill.
Fine. That flashback I said I had, it was about what happened after you... After what happened on the bridge when we first got here.
When I... All right, we're getting that air I talked about. Now.
Well, but wait, what about everyone? Them?
Are you kidding? They'll be stun-locked for at least another 45 minutes. You're more important.
Okay. Hey! Slow down!
Sorry, it's just... What the actual fuck?
Trust me, it was a surprise to me too. But I think it was the listener. Like, I mean that they were there with me. Usually, when I get that kind of flashback, it's for a reason. Even if I don't totally understand, or sometimes even fully remember.
I need you to focus. Are you okay? Don't worry about anything else.
Yeah, I think so. It was really, really strange. You remember when I told you that when it happened, the listener took me away? So I didn't have to be there. Right along as my body did unspeakable things.
Yeah?
Turns out that was only partially true. Part of me was still there and I just repressed it or something. Like my brain was dissociating and it was somewhere else, but I was still there. I was always there doing those things, Kelly. Those horrible things. And it's super confusing and I...
Oh no, Hannah, that's a lot. Okay? And it shouldn't have happened. We're sorting this out right now. Hey, you! Yeah, listener! What's the big deal? You show up out of the blue yesterday and what? Get right back to traumatizing her? I thought we were cool, but now, you know, I'm not so sure.
Kelly, I don't think... That's not true.
Oh, it's true. It's damn true. What else could it possibly be? We're just a different kind of movie night. We're basically stand-ins for those celebrities you were talking about. Reality TV. Our lives in the spotlight, and on full display whenever they want it. We're the fucking entertainment, Hannah. So, are you having fun or what? Are you enjoying yourself up there? You know, I just gotta know. What's it feel like to play around with people like dolls in a sandbox?
Wait, stop. It's not like that. It's me. It's my fault. I'm explaining it wrong. A listener is just helping, like the ghost of Christmas past or something, showing me what I need to see so that I can get better, so that I can figure out all of this for the both of us, Callie.
No, fuck that. This is done. I want you gone. Do you hear me? Take off. We got on fine without you for 50 years. We sure as hell didn't need you then. We sure don't need you now. Complicating things, messing with us. Getting involved, it's not okay anymore. And I'm not even sure it ever was.
Callie.
What?
Please, calm down, okay? Think about it. They've only ever helped us. Back when your spinner crashed, it was the listener that led me to you. They found me in the first place. They're a catalyst for change and for healing and... Will you please just calm down?
Are you sure about that?
Yes. I'm sure.
Why? What if all that's happened to us, what if it was going to happen anyway? Maybe they just dialed into the best time to watch the wild show we call our fucked up life.
I don't...
What did they change, Hannah?
Lots of things.
Oh, yeah? Look at me. Can you think of one thing that would have been different if we never met them?
Me! They changed me! I was dead when they found me, Callie. Inside and out. All that time where you couldn't hear me. Through everything that happened, they were there for me. Listening! For the first time in so long, someone could finally hear me. Someone cared! And then when you woke up, the listener went away. But now they're back, and maybe it's because we're not doing a great job of listening to ourselves anymore.
Just... Fuck! I'm sorry. That sounds... right. Oh, to hell with it, you know? I didn't mean to cross a line there. I really, really hate this for you. And for us... We can't even get a moment without something truly bizarre coming into our business, into our lives. There's always something getting in the way.
I know. It feels less than great. But we're still here, right? We can figure this out together. I'm still here, Callie. And I love you.
I love you too, zombie girl. I'm just not sure if I love them, the listener, at this particular moment. Actually, I'm gonna take a couple days out of the spotlight, if that's all right with you. Figure this out. Without them peeping in on me all the damn time.
I know they'll respect that. Whatever you need. Until the wheels fall off.
Thanks. Thanks, Hannah. I'm going to go.
That could have gone better. For what it's worth, I don't think she means it. It's probably just best if you give her some time, though. Like she asked. Just don't go. Go. Don't leave us again. We definitely need you. If this is a movie, I have a feeling it's just getting started.
Well, listener, that really was a lot, wasn't it? Sorry to have put you in the line of fire there, but it needed to be done. We needed to go back. Hannah really was ready, though. And Callie? Well, I'm sure she'll understand in time. You'd protect the one you loved if they were hurting, wouldn't you? Too bad you couldn't just say something. Clear it all up. Tell her that it was me that put all of you in this situation together. It's hard to say you're sorry when the other person can't hear you. Hannah knows that all too well. But it's damn good to see just how much those two love each other, isn't it? We, of course, always try to end on hope. Speaking about good things and hope, we had a fair few new ears come over to the Wild Wasteland recently through our swap with Midnight Burger. If you're one of them, welcome. If you're not, and you haven't given the diner a chance yet, we urge you to go over and check them out as thanks. We're going to be doing more swaps over the coming months between episodes, while dropping the old ones off the back end of our feed, so as to keep it clean. And as always, thank you for both your patience and in giving the friends we introduce you to a chance. Alright, time for the credits. Wonder who we'll hear from this time.
Hannapocalypse is written and produced by Red Fathom Entertainment, and is a proud member of the Fable and Folly Network. This episode was brought to you by the talents of our wonderful cast and crew, all of which can be found in the show notes as well as our official webpage by typing redfathom.com/hannapocalypse into your browser. We'd love it if you'd stop by and fix us up with a follow on socials. The music featured in our outro and throughout our series has been provided by Velvet Moon and Argle Bargle Studios. You can find us in the wasteland that is Twitter as @HannahPoctical, Instagram as RedFathom, and the new frontier that is Blue Sky as @redfathom.bsky.social. If you like what you hear so far and would like to support the show as well as other future productions like it, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/redfathom. Patreon is, of course, a service that allows you to pitch us a couple bucks on a monthly basis in exchange for some extra material and content. This includes ad-free early releases, behind-the-scenes info on all Red Fathom projects, and even a semi-monthly lore show where we deep dive into some world-building stuff. Every dollar goes to paying our talent and improving the show, helping us bring stories like this one out of post-apocalyptia and straight into your ear holes. Enough of that, though. Until next time, listener.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum-dums and Dice would like to welcome you to the grim darkness of the 41st millennium in The Valentine Heresy, an actual play podcast set in the Genesis adaptation of Warhammer 40,000's Dark Heresy RPG. Newly promoted Inquisitor Lucius Valentine has received visions of the death of the immortal God Emperor. With few options before him, he teams up with hive-bred criminal siblings Lyric and Alto. Together, they must defeat a cabal of shadowy foes to save the Emperor and the Imperium. Can this trio of unlikely heroes survive in a galaxy where there is only war?
The Emperor is going to die in a year. My job is to make sure the Emperor doesn't die. Because if the Emperor dies, the Astronomicon goes out. And the only thing keeping the Imperium alive is the fact that we have a very large navy and a very large army and space marines, and they shoot everyone. It's delightful. Praise the Emperor. Thanks for that. But if the Astronomicon goes out, we have no navy, we have no ability to defend ourselves, and the Xenos and Chaos will overrun us instantly because there will be no defense.
So every planet will turn out like Galen's Glory?
And that would be the best case scenario. Which is why we need to keep the Emperor on his throne.
I spit in my palm and put my hand out for a handshake.
Am I supposed to do something in return? Is this... I'm sorry, I just don't know what this is.
Alto's like, yeah, like this. He spits in his hand and puts it out towards you as well.
Then I spit in both palms and shake their hands separately.
We have an inquisitorial band.
Warhammer 40,000, The Valentine Heresy, available now.